Well, here he is, yeah. Our TSN NBA analyst, Leo Routens. Before we get to the Raptors and the Pacers game tonight, where's your head at, Leo, with the Lakers? Everyone's pointing out the age and how old they are, but you got some big names. They're intriguing. You know that's going to be the case, but do you think they've got enough, based on their age, to keep it together and be a playoff team and maybe make some noise out west?
Well, the whole thing is you got to coach this team the right way, right? There actually is a lot of depth with the veterans that are older. You got to really put in the young guys, give them some experience, let them try to be almost glue guys with athleticism. But you got to find a way to keep everybody healthy and just kind of put it together as the season goes along. Here's the reality of it. You're in a Western Conference, right? So if you fool around too much, you get behind, it's really going to cost you. It's going to hurt you. At the same time, if you can find some kind of chemistry, you know, distribute the minutes, keep everybody fresh, I don't think with that kind of a team, with all the guys and all their experience, you're going to be worried about whether you have home court or not. You know that with LeBron and the cast of veterans, you can win. The key is, will you be there at the end and will you be healthy?
In terms of where the Raptors are at, health is obviously playing a factor early into the season because Pascal Siakam is not available, and he's their best player. He's a guy that changes the complexion of the team, the options for Nick Nurse, the head coach. He's not back as of tonight, but it feels like he's right around the corner. How big of a boost do you expect Pascal to be, and how might it change the way this team is playing and the way they look?
Well, I think it's going to be huge. It's going to make an enormous difference. And it's not just him. If you think about it, you know, Kim Birch missed entire training camp with COVID. Chris Boucher was out with a broken finger. And it just takes time to put everybody together when you got a lot of new faces. You know, even a Fred VanVleet who's, you know, is struggling in some ways, playing real good in other ways. He's trying to figure it out and be the glue guy. So when you bring Pascal Siakam back, all of a sudden it gives you a potential big-time scorer, a guy that can help you at literally every facet of the game, and it changes the dynamics of this team. So, you know, I'm really not worried about what's happening right now. You just don't want to dig yourself a hole. You got to find a way to scratch out a win here or there. But once you get Pascal back, that's when it's going to come time to really put everything together. And this team's going to be interesting to watch. I think it's a fun team. I think that you can do a lot of different things. And the team could potentially surprise a lot of people. But it also walks a fine line because you're asking for a lot of things to happen. You know, Pascal to be healthy and Pascal to play at a level that, you know, everybody's been expecting it to be at. You're asking OG to step up and play at a level that we've shown us he can do. Fred to be that all-star in the point guard position and all the young guys to have speed up their learning curve. So there's a lot of ifs, and you know that can go south if it doesn't happen. So it's going to be an intriguing season, that's for sure.
Leo, we were talking about Fred the other day, and it seems like he has a bunch of balls in the air. Like you just mentioned, he's trying to be this all-star guard, be the voice of the team, be the glue guy. It almost seems like he's just got a full – and it's difficult to do, and you don't want to tell him not to do that because he's an important piece moving forward, but it's almost like he's just got to focus on basketball. It's like he's trying to worry about the young guys, and too many balls in the air. He's just got to focus on the game.
Well, you know, he's the guy that's always – does remain focused, and I think that you know, I'm not really worried about that. People forget that I don't care who you are, there's a learning curve, right? Even LeBron James right now, you talked about the Lakers, there's a learning curve for him that with all those guys, how's he going to make it all work and how's this all going to fit? And you know, Fred's in a situation here where, you know, he is the lead guy, he is the lead voice, and at the same time as you're saying, he's got to find his game and where he fits. But you have to do it the right way. And Fred's a guy that always plays the game the right way. So, you know, he's got to go through this as much as anybody else for it to work. So there's going to be some ups and downs, and there's going to be some struggles along the way. And, you know, Fred's pretty much said that. He knows that. But if anybody's locked into getting it done and not getting sidetracked, it is Fred VanVleet, because he's already shown that he can play at an all-star level. You know, when Kyle Lowry was here and he was not on the floor, Fred stepped up and made a lot of big impact on the floor. So it's just that the environment's very different right now. It's going to take a little bit of time to figure it out.
Well, with Kyle not here, it's not as if they don't have veteran options, and Nick Nurse has made that abundantly clear. You know VanVleet's going to play, and Goran Dragic is going to play. And then you've got Delano Banton, who is getting some run here for a rookie second-round pick. You don't see that a lot. And Nick Nurse has been high on him. He's not playing a ton of minutes, but the minutes he's playing, Nick Nurse has been pumping his tires, and Malachi Flynn is on the outside looking in. And I guess Nick said earlier this afternoon there's a chance Delano and Malachi Flynn could end up with the 905, and maybe they get down there just to get some minutes in. But what do you make of the guard position, and how does Malachi Flynn find a way on the court? Like, at what point might he get an opportunity here?
Well, it may be hard. And you know, it's a long season, and injuries could dictate what happens. And the great thing is now you're finally back to the situation where you do have the 905 right down the street. And remember, a few years back, how valuable that was for Fred, for Pascal, for Norm, and all the guys to be able to go back and forth and be ready to play. But, you know, when you're talking about Delano Benton, I'm high on this kid. I'll tell you what, Nick Nurse said, hey, blame the coach for not putting him in and playing him more. And I've been saying literally since in exit preseason that I think he should get some minutes. You know, the Raptors have had small guards, and they played with small guards. Now here's a guy that's 6'8", and he also does something that you really want to happen out there. Every time he gets the ball in his hands, remember, here's a guy that can rebound for you. When he gets it, he pushes. He gets that ball up the floor quickly. And I'm old school. I mean, that's what you did, right? You got the ball, you pushed it up the floor. Today, that's not an easy thing to do. It's almost like you're begging guys to push the ball up the floor. Delano does it naturally. This is part of his game. It's who he is. And he's done really well in limited minutes and opportunities. So here's a guy that I would invest some playing time in. I would want to find out, you know, how quickly, you know, can you make him into the player you want, a guy that can impact and maybe get into the rotation, because having a guard at his size with the style of game you want to play, I think is invaluable.
Scotty Barnes is getting a ton of minutes. You know, we discussed this earlier in the show. When Siakam comes back, that may affect his role a little bit. It may affect the amount of minutes he's getting. But he comes in as advertised, turning the ball off over a fair amount, but that's natural with young players, and really it's an issue that's plaguing this team in general. They had a ton of turnovers against the Bulls on Monday night. You guys were talking about that a lot on TSN. But what do you make of Scotty through four games? What have you liked about his game, and what do you think he needs to focus on?
Well, I think you're going to find minutes from Scotty Barnes no matter who's in. Even when Pascal comes back, I think Scotty Barnes is going to be on the floor. The nice thing about him, you don't need to pigeonhole him in one position. He can play all over the floor because he can guard literally all five positions. Offensively, you know, he can bring up the ball, you know, he can bring the ball to the floor. He sees the floor. He can play without the ball. You know, so he does a nice job of posting up. He helps you on both boards. So here's a guy that you're going to find minutes for. There's no question about that. And he compliments everybody. This kid thinks the game. He's ahead of a lot of rookies. As a matter of fact, he's ahead of a lot of guys that have been in this league a long time as far as thinking the game. So it's impressive to me, and I think that he's going to continue to have an impact. And, yeah, you're going to have turnovers. As a matter of fact, this whole team is going to have more turnovers than you might like because of the style of game they're trying to play. You know, one of the things as a coach, when you tell guys, okay, we want to run more, we want to push more, you got to let go of some of the turnovers. You're going to have to. It becomes a more of a high turnover game. And hopefully the better you get, the more of a grasp you have on, you know, good plays, bad plays, and just being valuing possessions. But, you know, so I'm not really worried about turnovers early on here. It's to be expected, especially for a rookie coming in. He's going to make some mistakes and realize what he can and can't do.
With Leo Routens ahead of the Raptors game tonight, Raptors at home taking on the Pacers. All throughout the offseason, all throughout camp, there was focus on OG Anunoby and the hope and belief that he would take a step forward offensively, because they're going to need it. Without Kyle here, you know, offense is potentially going to be an issue, and it's shown up at times early in the season. What have you seen out of OG early into the year that makes you believe he's either reaching a new level offensively or is on the verge of reaching a new level offensively?
I'd say he's on the verge. You know, here's a guy that is showing he can knock down the three. He can take you down low in the post. He gets out transition. He moves it out the basketball, and his mid-range game is solid. So offensively, he does a lot. He's also seeing the floor, too. So when he sees the double team coming, he's not afraid to get rid of the ball, and he's been making pretty good decisions with that. You know, here's the challenge for OG. Offensively, he's been waiting, and everybody's been waiting for him to kind of assume this role. Well, now you're out there, and you have to make sure that, you know, when the team hits lulls, the team hits dry spots, this is when you step up, right? You can't wait. You got to be the aggressor. You got to make sure your team stays in position and not gets down. If you're an offensive threat, that's one of the responsibilities you have. The other thing is, whether, you know, He's got a tough job. He's going to be guarding the other team's best player most of the time. And Nick Nurse has said himself that the reason he's doing it is because he can. But that's a lot of pressure, and it's a lot of work. And what he has to do is realize that his value is staying on the floor. And we've seen in a couple of games now some early fouls. And this is the hard part. When you're a guy that's counted on to defend, you really have to be smart about your fouls. You got to know when to step back, when to not commit, you know, when not to gamble and reach. Because the reality is you have to stay on the floor, and this team needs you on the floor. So I think that's the big thing for OG right now, is to kind of realize that and have the maturity to know when to pull back a little bit. You're still playing hard. You're just not gambling and taking chances.
Enjoy it tonight, Leo. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds great, guys. Always a pleasure.
There he is. Leo Routens, our TSN NBA and Raptors analyst, ahead of the game tonight. Raptors take it on the Pacers down at Scotiabank.